Welcome to the melodious tidings of your one and only debonair, new to your ears, but not to the game, coming to you from the only place that matters, Philadelphia, but more specifically here at What Games, where we discuss games, we play games in order to study those games so we can make games. And if you are a gamer or a game developer, this is the place for you to be able to share your content as well. Allow my platform to be your platform. Today, we're actually just going to have a brief discussion as I traverse the land towards my humble abode, coming from work, because I do have the prototypical 9-to-5. Actually, it's a different time schedule, but that I hate. And I'm just looking to progress further in my existence with the help of you. Yes, supporting this channel can eventually allow me to create this content and better content in the future. Content like my video games that I'm working on. And again, content like the YouTube channel that we have. And a few more blog posts and things of that nature. Trying to grow into a full-fledged studio, and we can really use your help. How can you help? Well, one, if you are making something, let us know what you are making. Let us showcase it here on the platform, as well as our other platforms. And two, make suggestions for what you would like to listen to, what you would like to hear. Today we are discussing the ginormous debacle, the uprise of Gamergate 2 and the DEI initiatives, and the focal point now being the one and only infamous Sweet Baby Inc. If that sounds like something you're into, you know exactly what to do. But if you don't, use the comment section below to to let us know how you feel about this. I'm going to give you my take on it. I was recently watching a couple of the videos before I decided to post this video. And I have been waiting to really say what is needed to be said, because I think that there are some aspects of just existence in general where there is a relatively easy compromise. And when it comes to these DIE initiatives, let's face it, although we may say we hate it, the truth is we're actually apathetic to it. For a long time, the game industry overall has always been diverse. Initially, it was only those individuals who had access to a computer who could really do anything when it comes to the games, right? Creating games, making games, learning to program, learning to code. If you don't have a computer, how are you going to do these things? How are you going to know these things or learn these things? Then it went from those who couldn't afford computers to those who could get into the right niches and the right cliques, knowing the right people. Going to college in order to know these right people, right? And now, let's face it, with the advent of Unity, Blender, Godot, Unreal Engine 5, all these things being open to the public, anyone can get into the gaming industry. So when it comes to DEI initiatives, they are for those who possibly couldn't get in naturally. This is another way that individuals who would like to get into something can kind of push their way in via quotas, right? And when it really comes down to it, there's always going to be some kind of program or some kind of initiative that exists throughout the world, or that it exists throughout mainstream society, that is going to attempt to make up, pay recompense, give assistance for the lack thereof in the past. It appears that individuals are always attempting to eradicate their past or make up for their past. I mean, even in having children, which I can relate to, you try to give them the things that you never had, right? A better lifestyle choices. And so I think that is just a part of the human psyche overall, to attempt to give people the opportunities that you wish you had when you were coming up. And this DEI initiative is no exception when it comes to Sweet Baby Inc. Although, if we look at the core of it, sad to say, when we do tend to look at the core of it, when it comes into the corporate world, we end up seeing more of a incentive instead of an initiative. An incentive not necessarily to make the world a better place, make society better, or even make people better. Not to actually provide opportunities for those who did not get the opportunities or would not get the opportunities had someone not assisted them in such a fashion in this way. But overall, if the money is going to be flowing, why not keep it going, right? You know, we have grants that exist in government, and these grants can only be gotten, can only be received if you qualify. And DEI tends to allow companies, as well as Sweet Baby Inc., allows them to qualify for certain grants, certain funding. It also allows them to get away with pretending, if you will, that they are assisting in areas like LGBT representation and minority representation and things of that nature, which to me is basically a group of individuals, a company, trying to create something to do, trying to create a reason for their product to exist when it technically doesn't. Now, as I stated, I am walking, so you might hear some cars in the background. This is real life. I like to be real with you guys, okay? But if you guys don't like cars in the background, if you guys don't like me walking outside while I do the podcast, please let me know in the comment section below. Let's continue. So yeah, this is a company, Sweet Baby Inc., that initially its business is unnecessary. It's not needed. And there are a multitude of businesses that eventually become unnecessary. You know, whoever was selling horses and buggy long ago, after that car was created, whoo, man, they were going to be out, right? And this is no exception. But the thing is that technically, as I stated previously, games have always been diverse. I mean, think about it. How do you have entire companies without having a diverse repertoire of individuals working for these companies, right? How do you have entire games with open worlds without having a diverse cast of 3D models and on the canvas, on the page inside the game engine? Not only that, let's say custom character creation. Let's say that it's not a bunch of a certain race or ethnicity of people in this game initially. Once you take and create your own character, now that race is being represented. Now that ethnicity is being represented. It is you. So I would never truly understand the DEI debacle, right? Never truly understand why it seems like it's being forced at every turn, every nook, every cranny, every game. And even in Hollywood. The cool thing is that I think Mr. Eli, the computer guy, said it best. That DEI is not bad if you do what you set out to do, which is to entertain, okay? It was funny. He says, I don't mind, if Kratos is LGBT. Okay. Cool. But does he destroy things? I just played a game so I could destroy things with dual wielding battle axes. That's what I played for. I could care less what that other representation is for. I could care less. I think bunches of people have played, Horizon Zero Dawn. Lady is the protagonist. Many of people have played Mass Effect using the lady. Okay. Many of people have played all of the Tomb Raiders. Okay. Last of Us. Many people have played that. Some people had issues with it. Okay. But many people have enjoyed that and will play it again to this day. Skyrim, custom character creation. Less people in that game have played as ladies, but many of people have played as ladies. And are you talking diverse? Werewolves, vampires, orcs, right? You get to be all this in all of the Skyrim games. Many of people have played Old Knights of Republic as so many different characters because there's so much replayability in that game that you want to play. Like, your first character might be you. Okay. Your second character is going to be maybe a sister or a relative of some sort. Third character is going to be some alien crazy looking person. Fourth character is probably going to be a girl. Fifth character is probably going to be a kid. Like, you know, you're going to try these things out. So to attempt to say or imply that the video game industry has been lacking diversity is really blatant disrespect and disregard for the gamers, right? The gamers as a whole. If you don't know, let's really get a little bit more into it in a briefing. I'm sorry that I've used up so much of your time already, but if you're enjoying, I really appreciate you staying with us. If you don't know, Sweet Baby Inc. is a company with the sole focus of entrenching DEI initiatives into basically any game that they touch. The goal is to allow for the minorities of some sort, of most cohort, any cohort, to, you know, get into the gaming industry as well as be represented and be represented properly when they are represented. And the funny thing is that there is a proper and better way to go about these DEI initiatives, and the way that they're going about it is wrong. Okay. So when it comes to Sweet Baby Inc., the whole debacle that is happening is because of one individual curating a list of games that Sweet Baby Inc. possibly participated in the creation of. And because Sweet Baby Inc. has a tendency to assist in making crappy games, the best solution for anyone would be to no longer participate in purchasing of those games. And so since this individual didn't want to purchase those games anymore and thought that there might be other individuals who desire not to participate in the purchasing of games created by Sweet Baby Inc. in order to not have to play crappy games, Sweet Baby Inc. or a couple of their journalists, a couple of their cohort, attempted to take down the individual by having the platform, Steam, take down their curation playlist, or curated playlist, excuse me, as well as ban their account entirely. when this backfired, they began assisting or getting assistance from certain journalists and article writers in order to try to get this person banned or canceled in some form or fashion. And quite frankly, there was no one who was really willing to put up with that. More specifically, the gamers. However, in all of the articles or in many of the articles that discuss this information, they are talking about a uprising of Gamergate 2, as they decided to call it. As I said, there are people who know more than me. They can probably enunciate it way better than I do. But my take is this, okay? There's a better, proper way to go about doing these DEI initiatives. Right now, these initiatives, the people who are coming up with the ideas of what they're doing or how they're going to do it, they're going through and they're jumping into the mainstream franchises that have become beloved and have made billions upon billions of dollars and are very reputable, right? They're coming in and sometimes overhauling them entirely, but adding snippets of diversity, okay? And I say that diversity, and I'll put that diversity in quotes. Diversity into the games, but the way they do it, number one, makes these games almost insufferable. And two is just blatantly wrong. But it's what makes it the most wrong is that it's actually taking from the individuals and taking from the culture overall, not just our culture, like societal culture, but more specifically, more precisely, the cultures that they are attempting to placate to, right? Because here's the truth, okay? There are Muslim stories, okay? Muslim stories, Muslim books that could and should have video games tied to them, okay? There are whole movies. I've watched a movie called Maki. Maki, I believe, is a word. I don't know if it's Arabian, but it means fly, okay? In this, the individual has a love interest, and eventually, in pursuit of this love interest, he is killed by his rival. When he is killed by his rival, his love interest, I guess, desire for him as well as his desire for her causes him to be reincarnated as a fly. All right. I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story, but the bottom line, it was a great Bollywood-esque film, right? Because there's hints of Bollywood dancing and singing. There's a couple musical numbers, like one or two. And it was just overall just a fun, good story. Okay. There is another Muslim movie I ended up watching, and they, or Indian movie, because it could have not been Muslim, it could be just Indian movie, where, this one man, he ends up fighting a tiger, and ends up looking like he has almost superpowers and stuff, even though he doesn't, and it's these two guys just, I mean, it's a great movie. Oh, you see the story, the like him growing up in this one area and his friend, and he ends up having to kill a friend and his friend, but was willing, his friend was willing to die because he knows his backstory, and it's just it's just some good stuff. It's some good stuff out there. There's another movie that I've watched. I'm sorry that I'm going all over the place, but I just want you guys to hear this. There's another movie that I watched called Along with the Gods. Japanese or Chinese film or flick, live action, but has a nice amount of CGI. And it's relatively well done CGI, but this story, I'm talking about this story, this movie is it make you it if you're a guy and you don't cry in watching this movie, you don't have a soul. Okay, this movie is so good, so good. Along with The Gods, and even number two is just as good. Less crying, okay? Less making you feel bad. But dang, it is another one of those. This, and like I said, anime-esque, okay? Like as far as storyline is concerned, characters' abilities, and it's just brilliant, okay? Long story short, or maybe that was short story long, but the long and tail of it is that there are properties that already exist that will allow for the diversity that they're looking for. But instead, they're shoehorning it into the mediums and media that we already have here in the West, promoting Western people. Okay? It's not promoting, you know, I mean, for crying out loud, freaking Kratos is supposed to be Nordic, if I'm not mistaken, or Celtic, or what's the other one? Viking, right? You know, one of these. Or even Asian, I'm not Asian, but Egyptian or something. I mean, it's supposed to be something. Persian or Greek or something. I mean, yeah, I think it's Greek mythology, right? So if that's the case, then it's supposed to be all Greek mythology. Why you gotta shoehorn other stuff into it? Why can't you just leave it the way that it is? or at least if you're going to shoehorn other stuff into it, do it right. Right? What if it was a War of the Gods, but it was Greek gods versus Nordic gods or Celtic gods or Viking gods, right? Right? Zeus versus Odin, right? You know what I mean? Give me something like that. Let us have some fun, man. Okay? I mean, there's so many ways that they can properly introduce other mythos, other people, right? Into, you know, it could be freaking Greek gods versus voodoo gods, right? Right? Anansi, anyone, right? Like, let us have, why can't we have some fun? Why can't you do it the right way? I don't understand what it would take for it to actually properly be done, okay? But I do have some ideas that maybe you and I could possibly chew and nibble on. And I'm hoping that you continue the rest of the way. Even though I know I understand this is a rough presentation for you guys right now. But I can be better. Just let me know in the comment section below. So, what can you and I do in order to really either destroy, dispel, or assist these DEI initiatives? As I was stating previously, I quite honestly don't mind keeping other people, keeping other cultures in mind when creating, as I said previously, the gaming industry has always been diverse. I mean, for crying out loud, you play The Matrix, black people in there. When you play The Matrix and you look at the population, black people are there. When you see Saints Row, or when you see San Andreas, or when you know Vice City, right? Black people are there. Asian people are there. The gangs are properly represented, right? You play The Sims, Chinese people are there. Indian people are there. African people are there. When you see these things, they to say that the industry is not diverse, again, is a blatant lie. Okay. But we have to understand that, yes, although we can boycott, right, we can go and not purchase specific mediums and items from specific companies. Yeah, we can do that. We can also, voice our opinions through all of the social media platforms, right? your YouTubes, your Instagrams, your Facebook, your Twitters, here on this podcast. Feel free to use the comment section and let me know how much you hate me or the DIE, or the DEI, excuse me.